Hello and welcome to ADHD Mums. In this podcast, we tackle the tough, often unspoken realities of motherhood, neurodiversity, and mental health. I don't think we talk enough about the rage that comes from carrying Christmas for everyone around us. A mum wrote to me and said, I asked my partner to put on the washing, and he asked me how to turn it on. We have had that washing machine for over 2 years. And in that moment, I realized it didn't just feel like I'm the only one doing everything. That is actually true. And that wasn't irritation. That was the invisible load turning into silent rage. Now, silent rage is what happens when your nervous system is flooded with responsibility faster than it can regulate. If you have an ADHD brain, this uses extra effort for planning, for tracking, remembering, the emotional labor. So when those systems are overloaded, the body can shift into shutdown or meltdown. Heat, tension, a short fuse, snappy, maybe that feeling of anyone asks me for one more thing, I'm going to lose it, that kind of feeling. So it's different for everyone, but for me, my jaw tightens, my breath shortens, and my whole body starts to go hot. Not loud, not explosive for me, but I start to brace in my shoulders and my whole body. And it's usually around about then that one tiny request that lands on top of everything else, and my system will say, nope, I'm done, I'm out. And that's not losing your temper or failing at being a mom or anything like that. That's not you having to try harder or do more personal development. That silent rage, that kind that builds up when you're carrying everyone else's load with no space to put anything down, it's completely normal to feel like that. I had one of those moments last night. The TV was blaring. My daughter was practicing Christmas carols over and over. The dog was barking. And then my son said to me, is it okay that I spilled something on the couch? And I just stood there thinking, where is the joy? We're supposed to be putting up the tree. I'm supposed to be feeling love and joy and gratitude. And I don't feel that at all. What I felt in that moment was the sheer weight of the responsibility and all of the things that I had to do before Christmas. If your body is reading, there is too much responsibility, it might be interpreting that a little bit like danger. So when that load starts to build into overwhelm, our nervous system can shift into threat management and we no longer feel like presence or joy is accessible. But yet, of course, society expects us to act like grateful joy whilst also doing this huge amount of load. If you have ADHD and this type of load hits your brain at the same time, your salience network is basically the filter that decides what matters, and it becomes overloaded. When it maxes out, we struggle to regulate our emotions, which is completely normal, and our body can move into that protection state. Everyone feels different in that mode, but a lot of people talk about tension in the shoulders, heat, irritability, snappy, withdrawal, sudden silence. This isn't overreacting. This isn't you needing to try harder. But this is your nervous system asking and trying to reduce the input before you break. That is why a lot of us go quiet. And at that moment, if your partner, family or friend or someone well-meaningly says, what can I do to help you? That small thing can tip you over the edge because it can feel like another demand, another question, and someone else that requires a list. And some of us at that point snap into, well, I may as well do it myself. Now, this can happen pretty quick. You can go from functioning okay into I am not functioning and I am not okay really quickly with ADHD brains, particularly with this type of load. And it can be quite a small thing that can set you off. And this isn't because you're dramatic or you're short-tempered or grumpy, but it might be that you're already at capacity and you might have been at capacity before the day even started. You might be tracking noise, needs, timing, fairness, the emotional climate. And you might be doing that while still managing the mental spreadsheet that no one even knows exists. So your body and your brain is overusing itself to keep the day moving. If you'd like to know more about this, I really encourage you to download the free resource in my show notes, which is called Energy Accounting. It will help you understand how and why this happens and what you can do about it. Now, the listener question, the mum that wrote in, she wasn't asking about the washing machine really, was she? She was saying, is it just me? Is there something wrong with me? Why does this tiny moment make me feel rage I can't explain? And the answer is, of course, nothing is wrong with you. That is a really normal DM and email that I receive all the time. And that moment wasn't tiny. It was the final straw that landed on a body that hasn't had a moment to breathe. And your reaction makes perfect sense. And the fact that you are asking to be validated, you're asking, is this normal, is exactly the reason why I do this podcast. So The listener, you are not irrational. You are not overreacting. You are a reflection of so many of us and how we feel, where we feel like we are holding everything at once and your body is responding to the weight, not to that moment, to the cumulative weight that you are under. So what can we do about it? First off, we can take a moment, hand to chest, slow inhale and exhale, and let the shoulders drop an inch. As you do that, say to yourself in your head or out loud, this load is not mine alone. And feel what happens in your body when you stop bracing just for a second, just to breathe. Now, if you are a single mom or you don't feel like you have a lot of support around, it's not a matter of asking for help. And I know that is the reality that a lot of us are in. We don't have a village. We don't have a community. So what can we do? If you don't have anybody to ask for help, you may have to just reduce the load completely. You are allowed to put something down. You are allowed to hold a boundary and reduce your workload. If you would like to know more about that, please download my episode called The Ren Pen Christmas. That episode goes deeply into how to create boundaries this Christmas and do it differently. I also have an episode called The Year I Decided That Good Enough Was Enough. Also, another great episode about reducing your workload if you have nobody to ask for help, and a lot of us don't. You're allowed not to carry Christmas. You're allowed to feel the weight and say, that's too much for one person. I can't do all of that. The amount of DMs that I got about the elf. Now, I did a post about the elf on Instagram, and I had so many DMs of people saying, I quit being the elf. It's too much. And I couldn't believe the response. It was awesome. So I took a leaf out of everybody's book, and I didn't bring the elf out either. If your body is whispering for relief today, listen to it. This is not weakness. This is wisdom. This is your body asking you for permission to stop. If you need the permission from somebody, I will write you that permission slip myself. And if we write it for each other and we acknowledge each other, sometimes we need that if we don't have the support network around us to do this for us. If you don't have anybody local or anyone that you know, jump into the Facebook group. It is so friendly. I'm so proud of it. And share how you're feeling and put a hashtag vent on it that you need support and we will be there with you. If you're not in the Facebook group, please jump into the show notes. If you've got a listener question, please put it into the show notes in the box. I love reading them. Thank you so much for listening. And I think we all need to take a moment this Christmas to look at how we can reduce our load. And if you hear someone saying, hey, you know what? I quit the elf. I put all of the presents into a washing basket and just wrapped the top. Like, power to you. When I look at people on social media or people tell me about all the things that they do, for example, I have a friend and she posted on Instagram the elaborate setup that she had for her elf. And you know, I looked at that and thought, that's great for her, but I hope that she had capacity to actually carry that. Because when we increase our stress, a lot of us, our mood will decrease. And for me, I want my kids to see me as happy and joyous, which doesn't happen all the time if I'm honest. But I know that stress rapidly reduces joy for me. So for this Christmas, I'm reducing my workload just because I want to experience the moments. I don't want to be so busy wrapping up presents the night before with all of this pressure on myself that I miss the moment where I get to have Christmas Eve with my kids. And again, if I'm honest, I'm embarrassed of how many times I have ended up doing that because I leave it too late. I don't plan my time. I overcommit and I end up in a complete mess on Christmas Eve. This Christmas Eve, my challenge to myself is that I'm going to sit down with a glass of wine or hot chocolate or whatever it is that you enjoy. And I'm going to be there in that moment with my kids, regardless of what I've got done. And I challenge you to set yourself the same goal. Post it into the Facebook group. Send me an email because I want to know that we are making those changes. The mental load on mums is not okay. And you know what? It stops here. It stops with us. And I invite you to do that. If you have loved this episode, please share it with a friend. Send me a review. Put in a listener question and connect with me. Thank you so much for listening.
Quick announcement. Did you know that we have an ADHD mum's shop filled with resources designed just for you? These resources are packed with answers to the most frequently asked questions I get sent in via email. Everything from understanding ADHD and autism to practical tips for daily life. There's also a free assessment tool. If you're wondering about ADHD or autism for yourself or your little one, don't forget to check out the free assessment tool under free resources section on my website, adhdmums.com.au.